Good morning. It's Monday, March 9th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, travelers faced hours-long security lines at major U.S. airports as a government shutdown stretched into its third week. At airports in Houston and New Orleans, passengers queued for hours at checkpoints run by the Transportation Security Administration, part of the Department of Homeland Security. Funding for the agency expired on February 14 after Congress failed to pass a budget deal. Despite missing paychecks, TCSA officers must continue working because they are classified as essential employees. Airports warned travelers to arrive 3 to 5 hours before departure as staffing shortages slowed security checks. Officials say workers are expected to receive back pay once funding is restored. The travel disruption could spread to more airports if the shutdown continues. Another news. Authorities are investigating a suspected terrorism case after an improvised explosive device was thrown near the Manhattan residence of New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani. The incident happened Saturday during opposing protests outside Gracie Mansion. Police say the device did not explode, but was capable of causing serious injury. Two teenagers, aged 18 and 19, were arrested, and investigators later discovered a second device inside a nearby vehicle. Officials say the suspects admitted they were inspired by ISIS, according to law enforcement sources. The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force and the New York Police Department are now leading the investigation. Authorities are continuing to examine the explosive materials while assessing possible links to extremist networks. Around the world, Iran has named Mojtaba Khamenei as its new supreme leader, succeeding his father Ali Khamenei, who was killed in U.S.-Israeli strikes last month. The 56-year-old cleric was selected by Iran's Assembly of Experts as the country faces one of the most severe crises in its modern history. Senior officials, including military leaders and members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, quickly pledged loyalty to the new leader. Analysts say the appointment signals continuity within Iran's leadership and may strengthen hardline factions during the ongoing conflict with Israel and the United States. Regional tensions remain high, with missile and drone exchanges continuing across the Middle East as the war enters its second week. Another news. Sri Lanka says it will treat Iranian sailors rescued from a torpedoed warship, according to international law. Authorities confirmed that 32 survivors from the Iranian frigate Iris Dana are being cared for after the vessel was sunk by a U.S. submarine off Sri Lanka's southern coast. The attack killed 84 crew members, and Sri Lanka's navy conducted rescue operations shortly after the incident. Foreign Minister Vijitha Harith said Colombo is following international treaty obligations while handling the survivors. The country has also provided assistance to two other Iranian naval vessels that reported technical problems nearby. Officials say discussions are underway with humanitarian organizations about the treatment and possible repatriation of the sailors. Another news. Germany's ruling conservatives suffered a political setback in a key regional election. Exit polls show the Greens narrowly defeating the Christian Democratic Union in the state of Baden-Württemberg. The Greens, led by Özdemir, received just over 31% of the vote, slightly ahead of the DUE led nationally by Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Meanwhile, the far-right Alternative for Germany party surged to third place with roughly 18%, nearly doubling its previous support. Analysts say the results highlight shifting political dynamics ahead of upcoming regional elections across the country. Coalition negotiations are expected to determine who ultimately forms the next state government in the coming weeks. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.